Hey, that was quite a rant there.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Listen to replays of our shows.
Well, what was that?
And original podcasts.
Yeah, there we go.
Click on podcasts on our site at 98.5thesportshub.com. You don't have to lift a finger to wake up to Toucher and Rich.
No way.
Just tell your smart speaker to play. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, when I look at probably the last 6 months, it's been the first time where I've taken a little break. If I'm going to do something at this point, it's going to be because I enjoy it. It's going to be hard to do. I think it's going to be very hard to do.
No, that's Vet City, baby. Or maybe even the Ferrari.
What does he have in the Armed and Dangerous? That's a cool, yeah, Vet.
Yeah, Miami ain't a town with Maros.
Just pink pastels, light blues everywhere you look.
I had this dream. I knew he wasn't going to do it. I just had this dream that I could go Zubas, Miami, give me a story.
Pulling up to the Delano.
Two chicks come out, they grab by the arm.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you boys later.
So I saw this Tom versus Time thing like everyone else, and then I heard the reports afterwards, and if he doesn't retire, this is like like when they give you the big tease and don't deliver.
Oh, I mean, it happens, you know, all the time. And I have a feeling that this is going to be one of those situations where he... That was, and you can hear how it's edited. Like
it's edited that he's going to retire.
Well, it's they're trying to make it seem like you are going to have this massive breaking news watching this 5 minute Tom versus Time thing. Once again, a 30-second commercial for a 5 minute piece of audio, which is going to be released today at noon, and it leads you to believe that it's going to be a situation where at the end of it he goes, "I think this is going to be my final year."
And if he doesn't. Then it's
he's
like
not
then,
going to, and that's
I know. But if he doesn't, then I don't care about anything that he does outside the football field. This is it. You can't tease something like that and come back from it.
Well, it's because he wants clicks, and he also is trying to make his TB12 brand seem like it is a miracle cure. This is going to be so tough, and wow, look at how amazing it is, TB12. But I'm with you.
It's diminishing returns though, because he's going to get multiple million people are going to watch this thing today.
This has been a whole offseason.
I'll tell you what it is. It's Rachel Maddow with the Trump tax returns.
That's right.
No, this is Al Capone's vault if you're that old.
Yeah.
Which is like we're going to open it up live.
Well, that wasn't so much. That wasn't really Geraldo's fault.
There was nothing in it. But this is, yeah, I mean, it's blue balls. And the thing
I have not watched Rachel Maddow since that. I refuse to.
Well,
because she made me sit through 45 minutes of filibustering before she put up one page of his tax return.
And I'm kind of over this entire offseason of Gronk and Tom Brady sliding these little things out there to help you try to, you know, make you try to interpret what they're saying. Just crap or get off the pot.
The whole thing is weird. I mean, Brady was supposed to meet the media today, and ever since he teased this and now it's going to be released at noon. He was supposed to meet the media this afternoon, and now he's pushed it back to Friday. And what's Tom going to do next? We brought this up earlier. He is venturing toward Brett Favre land when Favre turned 39 and 40.
Put him in the same breath. Brett Favre retired. And then when he came back and they begged him to come back, he said, "Well, maybe I'll come back." And meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers is sitting there going, And so finally, when they said, "We're going to go get Aaron Rodgers," he said, "I'll come back." And then he went to the Jets.
You don't think every single summer we're going to get right back to where we are now? If
no.
Brady doesn't retire? You don't think so?
I think when... after he retires?
No. Brady, every summer we're going to revisit this issue.
Yeah, he's going to push
every single one. Well, there'll be more postings. There'll be more videos. Yeah, there'll be more cartoons.
Sure.
But he's going to be talking about this every single year. It'll be just
some
like
emo,
whoever was camped out on Favre's front lawn in Mississippi.
Well, the problem is Favre,
same thing.
Favre was like Kiss. He would be like,
I think we're going to stop playing. And then you would come out and go, what?
Yeah. Right.
You want me to?
Won't be exactly the same, but the theme is exactly the same.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that I've had it. This is it. If you don't come out and say you're retiring at the end of the year.
Well, he's not going to because Sports Illustrated did an interview with, I always get, it's Gotham Chopper, right? Not Deepak.
Yes, it's
okay.
Gotham Chopper.
So Gotham Chopper, the guy who is the producer of his Tom versus Time special, and he essentially said, well, it's basically going to be in line with what Tom Brady's been saying all along, which is several more years.
All right, so what's the point? So what's the point of Tom versus Time
Well, the point is that Tom Brady's probably pissed that Gotham Chopper said something. He's like, I want people to believe.
But the thing is that the whole point of it being interesting in Tom versus Time was his the notion that he might be done playing football.
Here's why Tom versus Time was unbelievably compelling. Is because you heard this in episode one.
Yes.
What are you willing to do and what are you willing to give up to be the best you can be? You only have so much energy, and the clock's ticking on all of us. If you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life, because I'm giving up mine.
Okay, that is episode one. And then after they lost the Super Bowl, you got this.
You know, now their dad's job has finished, and now actually they're really happy because they get more of their dad. You know, they never get their dad.
This offseason is going to be about my family, and they deserve it. There's more to think about than just me. And I think that's what you commit to when you have a family. And they commit a lot to me.
You're a great singer.
You know, that obviously goes both ways.
These last 2 years have been very challenging for him in so many ways. And I think he just want, you know, he tells me, I love it so much and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
Yeah. All right. So where did the warrior spirit go? It's such a, like, humiliating loss the way that they did in the Super Bowl that it can completely change your attitude. Now, that part I get, but don't give me 6 months of emojis that are supposed to make me interpret whether or not you're going to retire or you're done, because at this point, you're right, Fred. If you don't deliver on this, then don't speculate on it. Well, I'm going to watch it.
I'm not watching it. There's no point. The only thing compelling about that thing was that it might be the end. And well, Guerrero was always touching him.
Well, I want to watch it because there's always some moments where he's not very good at being a normal human being. Did you see the Instagram comment that he left under that Randy Moss post?
No.
Okay. So Randy Moss posted a picture of him with a longtime Vikings trainer who died. He was like 84 years old. And so Randy posted this tribute, and it had the trainer like walking Randy Moss off the field, and it was like, see you, buddy. We're going to miss you. Love you forever. And then underneath it, Tom Brady posted a comment that said, you look a lot better in a Patriots uniform. Emoji 100.
Oh, yeah. So he's really got the tribute to a guy.
Instead of like saying, sorry for your loss.
Or not saying anything.
It was like, hey,
or not commenting.
I'm bad at being normal.
Yeah. Instead of not commenting on someone you have had no human relation with.
Right.
Maybe you gear it back a little bit.
I would just love to see like Tom Brady, because I mean, you know, think about it. And you've said it better than anybody else, Fred, is that when you marry someone like Gisele Bündchen, you're in a different stratosphere of human beings that you're hanging out with.
Yes.
Princes, people who own islands and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're in Qatar driving jet skis around.
Right. So I just want to do a TV show that's just Tom doing normal things and seeing if he can actually pull it off. Like like with a lawnmower. Like Tom versus lawn. Whether he'll actually know how to start a lawnmower.
Tom versus driveway. Shoveling the driveway.
Right. Where I bet he just stares at the lawnmower and goes, mow. Mo! Well, this isn't voice activated, and then he just starts pushing it and it won't work. He kicks it. Just Tom doing normal things because he's really
Tom
bad at it.
Tom resetting the modem.
Right. Tom telling you how much milk costs.
Tom versus Stop
and Shop. The Price is Right, Tom?
Yeah, Tom versus Whole Foods. Oh, that would be great.
Oh, yeah. Price how much does the milk cost? Oh, $400 because you know he's drinking crap. I know a trainer that spends $200 a week on food because it's got to be like this specific kind of food. Can you imagine what Tom Brady's bill is?
Oh, I mean, it's like, Tom Brady, how much is this jar of Planters peanuts?
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to take approximately six. It's going to take approximately 6 days off your life if you eat it.
Yeah.
So
he sells nuts. So what he does is, okay, so that right there is, right. How many ounces? 20 ounces of nuts. 1 ounce of my special TV 12 nuts with the ranch flavoring and vegan ingredients.
cost $48.
Tom, I'm sorry. That putt's going to be from a long 16. Ways off of that car.
$938, Bob. You went over.
How much does that car cost? It's a Nissan or it's a Toyota Corolla. I don't know. $50? All right. Well, listen. And get mad at me. I don't care. If he doesn't retire, I got no use for him. With this stuff.
I mean, as far as like him being, you know, Mr. Try to interpret what I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes, I still believe he will be very successful on the football field. Yeah. But just in terms of his mysterious little documentaries, it's over. You overshot. You Rachel Maddowed it. We will be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Remember, tomorrow at 7:30 and 9:30, your chance to score a pair of tickets to the Patriots season home opener against the Houston Texans this Sunday afternoon. And very briefly, we were talking about reality shows, and Rich brought up I Love New York, which was a good one. And the Stallionaires were two brothers that were, biological brothers that were in a Louisiana or I think a Lexington, mm-hmm. Kentucky-based group where instead of just having normal jewels, they had great steeds. They had animals. They owned many horses.
They made it rain horses.
And so there was one episode where New York is sitting there and she says one of the greatest lines in reality show history when she's sitting there and she's trying to decide between the two finalists and she goes, but I just love Chance's thuggish ways. But Rich reminded me at the time, like that, you know, because that's her in like a confessional. At the time, she's swaying her butt to and fro and Chance is just laying back in a chair, slowly rubbing his chin in appreciation.
Like, oh, yeah.
That show, just go back and watch the final episode of I Love New York season one, and it's stupendous. Now, I've done that within the last 5 years. I've gone back and watched just the final episode.
Well, that's when they put them on the island and mysteriously, like, a big reptile came out.
And everyone freaked out.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of TV, Hard Knocks finished last night, and I don't really like the final episode of any season of Hard Knocks, even if I enjoyed the season itself, because, to be quite honest, it's truly heartbreaking seeing these guys get cut. Because the entire 4 weeks or 5 weeks that they're filming these guys, a lot of these producers can kind of feel who's going to get cut. And what they'll do is they'll go meet the families.
Yep.
You'll get like videos of the kids. Daddy, I really want you to make the team. And like in this season, there was this guy, Kajust, who was a tight end, who was one of the most likable guys in the entire season.
He rolled his ankles, right?
He did. He rolled his ankles. And his father was having heart problems and he couldn't make it to the final. It was like this great father-son relationship. And he couldn't make it to the final game to see Kajust do his thing. And I'd read the news earlier this week that Kajust had gotten cut. So you know it's coming. And the dad's like, I know you're going to make it, son. I've been proud of you my whole life. And I hate watching that. Like, I get no pleasure out of it. And so he's like, you know, talking to him on his phone. He's crying. So these people have moved their families, a lot of them. And some people have been there for a couple years. And this is the year that they're finally on the bubble. So getting cut, that day has got to suck because three dozen, I think, people that
we
they
talked
cut.
To Mike Flynn about this when he got cut in Baltimore and how, remember the line he said, I leaned into the pain?
Yeah.
I didn't shower and I got on a plane and flew back to Boston.
Okay.
Leaning into the pain.
So with that in mind, John and Fred, think about what happened to this guy right here. Is an article that I saw yesterday. It said, if you think you had a stressful holiday weekend, just wait until you hear what happened to Packers tight end Robert Tonyan. For a bubble player like Tonyan, cut day is one of the most stressful days in the NFL, and that's because you can be released at any moment. Unfortunately for Tonyan, someone decided to add slightly more stress to his weekend by pulling a prank on him. With NFL cuts deadline set at 3 p.m. on Sunday, Tonyan had thought he was in good shape because by the time 1:30 rolled around, he hadn't heard from the Packers. With his roster spot seemingly safe, Tonyan decided to relax a little bit by playing video games with his teammate Jake Kumerow, and that's when it happened. Tonyan received a text asking him to bring his iPad to Lambeau Field. Quote, I just handed my friend the phone and he goes, no, Tonyan said. I was like, man, I didn't even get a call. I got a text. Although both players at first were skeptical of the text, the Packers generally call any players are going to cut, Tonyan still made his way to Lambeau. Quote, I guess Jake talked to his agent and he was like, the text messages seem suspicious, Tonyan said. But in that moment, you're not thinking that. You're thinking, oh, crap. After Tonyan arrived at Lambeau Field, that's when things got really weird. At the stadium, he was met by Packers tight ends coach Brian Angelico, who had no idea why Tonyan showed up to Lambeau Field with his iPad playbook. I saw Coach Ang at first, and he was happy to see me, Tonyan said, and I'm like, all right, you're happy to say bye? That's unfortunate. Tonyan then started making his way around the stadium, and that's when things got even weirder. I went up, and they were like, congratulations, Tonyan said. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Why is everyone happy up in here? I'm coming to turn in my stuff. I got the text. Yes, Tonyan got the text, but the thing about the text is that it didn't come from the Packers. Basically, someone pranked Tonyan to tell him he was cut, even though he wasn't actually cut. The team's director of security eventually looked into the matter and discovered who sent the text, but would not reveal the person's name. Who they were asked about, he said, I'm not going to tell you. It's a good thing Tonyan made the team because not only would ruin his day have been cut, but it also would have ruined his mom's birthday. Oh, he said it was Jesus. Good to give her a call and give her that birthday present, so now I've actually got to get her something. So could you imagine that hour and a half where you're sitting there going,
oh, man,
I got to figure out where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do, is any other team going to take me? And it sounds like he either doesn't have an agent, because he said that it was his buddy's agent that he called, or that he called and was like, well, I would go down there and you know, if you're getting a text, you should probably go down there. How pissed would you be once you found out who that guy was?
I had my old show in Atlanta, when the station got bought, have their boss call me and tell me I was fired. For big yucks.
I've heard the audio of that. And Fred, you acted in a way that, I mean, it's like, everyone was like, surprise! And you were like, oh, great, thanks, awesome. And you're like, I'm done. What did you say to them? It was like, this is supposed to be funny?
Yeah, like, we just got bought. It's obvious why you're doing this is to make me look bad in front of the new owner. Like, you didn't do this as a prank. You did this to make yourselves look better. Like, you put it in a position and tried to get me to say stuff against the owner of the company. Uh-huh. Like, they put me in a situation where for me to argue with the new owner of the company.
Sure.
And I saw through it, and I was just like, this isn't a prank for you to be funny. You're screwing me, is what you're trying to do.
Is that, okay, so is this one that the guy, if he found out who it was, is that worthy of actually getting beaten up?
It was a situation where is it worth getting beaten up? Yes. Is it a situation where that could have happened? No.
Okay. I had a prank one time, which if this were to happen today with social media, what it is, there might've possibly been firings. I don't know about arrests, but there would have been massive hell to pay and it could have been a national story. So when I was a senior in high school, I was called to the, I was like the senior class president or whatever. So like they called me out of my class and it was the assistant principal. And the assistant principal said, hey, how's it going, Rich? I'm like, good, good, good. This was like 3 weeks until graduation. And he goes, listen, we just did a random check of everyone's locker. And, you know, we were looking through it and we found something kind of strange inside your locker. And I was like, oh, well, that's kind of weird. All right. What'd you find? And he reaches underneath the desk and pulls out a bottle of Jack Daniels. And I'm sitting there going, that is not mine. I don't know where this came from. I swear to God, I have my locker rigged where people can go in and out it, where I don't have to do that. I swear. And I flip out for like a good, like maybe it felt like it was forever. It was probably like a full like 60 seconds where I just didn't shut up. Like, I swear. And he goes, you know, we're not going to have you graduate now. You're not going to be able to walk across with your friends. This is something that we're going to have to call your parents right now. We're going to have to discuss. And I'm losing my mind. And I was like a pretty good kid. Like I got in a little bit of trouble, but nothing, anything like this.
Yeah, you were like president of the class.
I was shaking. I was flipping out. And all of the people in the office apparently were gathering around the door and they were looking in going, tee-hee. And he goes, Rich, what day is it? And I said, it's Thursday. It's Thursday. And he goes, yeah, but what month is it? I'm like, it's April. He goes, it's April 1st, isn't it? Happy April Fools. Oh, and I went, you're pretty funny. Cool. Could you imagine if that happened to your son or daughter, where somebody came in and like pulled a prank on it and made him squirm there for like, it might have been 5 full minutes that everyone thought that I wasn't going to graduate.
No, yeah. I mean, it's not funny.
But that's also cool, Vice Principal. One time I had to ride in the car with him, and he goes, pick out some music that you like. Got a little Van Halen down here. I got the Black Album by Metallica. I like to rock.
Oh yeah! Listen, I'm speaking your language, Daddy-O.
Yeah, I'm cool.
By the way, I saw that that Ty Anderson is Gary Cherone's nephew.
Yes. Dude, how crazy is that?
You were sitting here when he told us.
No,
that.
No, I was not. I was gone that day.
I was here, and I don't know. One of you guys must have been here. Ty Anderson was sitting in that chair right next to you where he said it on the air.
Where he said, Gary Cherone is my uncle?
Yes.
No, that's something
he said.
You
he had a photograph, and I said, why the hell haven't you brought this up before?
Okay, yeah,
you buried the lead.
I was not here that day. The fact that the singer
one of you guys was here.
Uncle.
I might have been there.
Okay.
But because if he was with Gary Cherone, it would have been nothing. But since he's being held by Eddie Van Halen.
That was the whole point. It was after a show at Greatwood.
I probably was here, and he's like, Gary Cherone's my uncle. And I'm like, oh, yeah, great. But then you bring in Eddie Van Halen into the mix.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
To me, it's just funnier that Gary Cherone is his uncle.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, by the way, this is coming from a guy that can sing you every lyric to the first Extreme album. And like, 9 of the 11 songs are all really weirdly about little children.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, listen.
Kid Ego, Play With Me, When There's Smoke, There's Fire, Don't Be Playing Ball in the Street, Mother, Don't Want to Go to School Today. I mean, all of the songs are like about like kids.
Nuno
Bettencourt. Oh, Little Girls is the first song.
Tough childhood.
Yeah. Nuno Bettencourt didn't write the lyrics. Gary Cherone, I believe, did.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Nuno Bettencourt.
No.
Extreme, a little bit older of a band than you thought.
Ooh.
Because I saw some footage of them, and it's like from, it appears to be from like the late 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just remember the video with Cam Neely. That's all I remember.
Is that Wholehearted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cam Neely not afraid to pop his head into some various projects. All right, we have the stat coming up, Rich. What will we talk about?
Ray Allen. He's still feuding with the 2008 Celtics, so what else is new? But Terry Bradshaw really does not like Mike Tomlin, which is fantastic. And the NFL has issued a statement about Colin Kaepernick and Nike.
All right, we will have that. Here are the headlines.
98.5. Toucher and Rich. Sports.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what will we not gotten to today?
I just searched my email to find out when it was last year that we were first notified of Celtics Media Day.
Oh.
And I believe that was around the third week of this month. Okay. So we are right around the corner from when all of us are going to go and sit down with all of those guys, and they're all going to be back. And this is going to be an extremely interesting season. It's going to be the first time that there's no, like, good boy points. Like, yeah, you know, great job there, Brad Stevens. You did the best you could do. There are championship, at least finals expectations for this team. And one of the things that comes with that is the health of Gordon Hayward. And I know everyone's been extremely nervous. And, you know, there's videos of him dunking that have been out there. But really, it's all about when will he be able to get out there in a game-type situation and be cleared for 5-on-5. Well, Brad Stevens yesterday was doing a charity event with Doc Rivers as well in town. And he was asked about when that's going to be, that you're going to see Gordon Hayward doing 5-on-5, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, he looks good. I saw him a couple weeks ago in San Diego. I went out there and watched him work out, and then he looked really good. And then 2 weeks later, or 3 weeks later now, seeing him again, you know, you can't tell anything from my untrained eyes. Like, he looks good. He'll be cleared to go some 5-on-5 here very, very, very soon. Like, anytime soon.
I'm still nervous.
Why?
Don't think for the first, like, month of watching him play, every single time he comes down on his foot, you're not going to be wincing.
Danny Ainge put out a video every 10 seconds.
Yeah, Danny Ainge said by 3 weeks ago he's going to be full go at training camp.
Okay, sure. But it doesn't make you nervous? Like, why? The first month,
see,
I am going to be wincing.
I'm done being nervous about this. I mean, it's been, and as Fred said, you see a new video every 5 seconds.
I think you're much more in danger of becoming exceptionally annoyed with him than you are with anything else.
With Gordon Hayward?
Yes. Why? Because he'll still post stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he wants to be a big star.
No, I think he wants everyone to know that he's coming back. I think it's killing him that he's not playing.
I don't doubt that.
As soon as he gets out there, there's no need to post anything.
Oh, but Johnny Boy, he will.
Okay.
I don't think he posts as much as you think he does.
I think that he...
I just think people flip out when he does because you want to see how he's doing. And I know that a lot of Celtics fans want to see
that. I have heard that, and not... I just heard through media
that he is very, very interested in building that brand and that it might become a little bit like, yes, Dan.
Real quick, remember when they did the baby announcement of the gender reveal for his newborn?
Yeah.
And it's another girl, and all of a sudden he's like, Daddy's always happy. And it was kind of like he was pissed off.
He wasn't having any of it.
He just did something last week where he did a contest for T-shirts that say Daddy's always happy.
So he
was trying to brand a line of clothing around that.
I rest my case.
Thank you.
He's going to become...
Do you have a problem with that?
Do I? Yes.
Of him branding, like, it's kind of a joke?
I'm with Fred on getting tired of it and annoyed of him faster than I will be nervous of him getting re-injured.
Okay. See, I'm going to be... The first month, I'm going to be a wreck watching him fall on his foot. It's going to... Yeah. And that happens with a lot of these guys who come back, especially someone like him.
Are you nervous about Kyrie Irving's knee?
Daddy?
A little bit.
Daddy's always happy?
Yeah. That was when...
Yes, because his reaction to...
I understand that, but who the hell's going to buy that stupid shirt?
Did he make the shirt or did somebody make it? It's kind of a joke.
He was making them and then either giving them away through a contest, you had to reply or like one of his posts. That's what I'm thinking back.
But okay.
It was something that where he was giving them away, but it said Daddy's always happy.
You know, I read something funny, and to your point, Fred, and you know, sometimes if people try to like get their own catchphrases, trademarks, there was that Mike Leibovich book. It's Mike, right? The guy who just came out with the new Patriots one. He did put something in there that I thought was dead on, and that was that the Crafts seem to really want to jam in catchphrases when they're standing there on the microphone.
Oh, sure.
And like within 2 seconds of saying the catchphrase, it's trademarked and it's on sale at the Patriots Pro Shop.
Yeah, we had him on last week.
Yeah, and I heard it was great. I mean, it's like, you know, we are all Patriots. And then there was, the worst was unequivocally the sweetest.
Oh, watch
out. That was out
there.
Watch out. That's right. I forgot about that. We made agreement.
But
that catchphrase, though, it was like that didn't catch on with anyone.
No, nothing has. None of them. But
All Patriots may have caught on a little bit.
Okay. But John and I were talking about this while you were out of the... Go ahead, Dan.
Sorry. Daddy's Always Happy is the official website of Gordon Hayward.
Okay. Gordon, daddy'salwayshappy.com.
Yeah, I'm telling you. One thing in that book that John and I were discussing, and I don't have to bring it back up and debate it, is that I found really interesting is that Kraft feels left out of getting credit for the success of the team.
Yeah. That's another thing. Yeah,
which is just like, what are you talking about? Like you've hired Belichick. Awesome move. What else did you do?
Yeah, you're known as one of the best owners in the NFL.
Right, exactly. Because of what you've done with the league. Like, what exactly with the Patriots, what are you responsible for besides hiring Belichick?
Well, I mean, there was the lockout situation.
No, that's the league.
Yeah.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's very, very important in the league.
Oh, you mean other than hiring Belichick? I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
verbatim, this is the conversation Fred and I had.
Yeah,
I stumbled over the same thing you did with the argument. Same thing.
Yep. I mean, it was a great move. One of the all-time greats.
He hired Bill Belichick. It was a great
coup the way it happened.
Yep.
So, you know, he gets credit for an amazing move.
So what else but what does he want? Like, Belichick and Brady are the reason. Not him.
But Belichick would not have been. I see what you're saying.
Did you like a nice hot dog slice?
Well,
you like that, don't you?
Yes, you do. Said in a completely dry tone.
We should start doing like, you like a hot dog sliced?
Or just have a computer eat it?
Yes.
That's what it should be.
An automation voice. That's really good.
Matter of fact, while you guys speak for a moment, I might have to do something.
Okay, very good.
Just talk for 35 seconds.
All right. I think I can do that. But that book is very interesting.
Now, so you're nervous about Kyrie Irving's knee, right? You're petrified. Stupefied.
No.
I mean, Rich tends to live his life in fear once basketball season starts.
No, I'm not.
Well, it's just because of the way that, I mean, that was terrifying last year.
Do
we want Ryan, Tim, or Suze? Okay, we got to do a Ryan. He sounds like the kind of guy that would do that at speed number one.
Okay.
And then you have to do this.
All right.
You ever had a nice hot dog sliced?
Grilled hot dog.
Yeah.
No, a nice hot dog grilled, sliced down the middle. You like that, right?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
You like it, right? Okay, let's see. All right, is this pulled up? You got it pulled up? All right. Let's press play. Here we go.
Ever had a nice grilled hot dog slice? You like it, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's our professional reader.
Okay.
We'll do that for now on. Maybe he has a British accent, possibly. Who knows? Maybe.
Ever had a nice grilled hot dog sliced? You like it, right?
Okay. That's, at least it doesn't sound like him.
Okay.
So everyone's happy. So Brad Stevens was also...
Nothing in that book seems remotely true.
That's a good point. What about Emmanuel from France? You think of, you know, maybe...
If we are nice grilled hot dogs, we said, you like it, right?
Well, I didn't know he was going to, you know, interpret it, too, and put it in a different language.
All right.
Audrey, what do you have to say about that? Audrey from the UK, do you have...
Ever had a nice grilled hot dog sliced? You like it, right?
Yes, you do.
It's the best part. You like it, right?
You like it, right?
Now I'm vegan.
Mm-hmm. Well, Daniel Tice was a major part of the Celtics, believe it or not. I know it doesn't seem like it, but he was a big contributor, and he was asked whether he's going to be back to Brad Stevens.
I've been told that everybody's going to be ready to go, and Daniel was in the gym this morning. He looks great. He has not been cleared for five-on-five play yet, but the anticipation is that he will by the start of training camp on September 25th.
Okay, so as of right now, everybody is
going to do... September 25th, start of training camp. That means media days the day before.
Yep, that would be right. That sounds right.
But it'll be in Brighton.
That's right. It's going to be, yeah.
So I can sit on my ass for 2 hours in Brighton and not talk to anybody.
Well, at least you're halfway home that way. Look at it that way.
Oh, I don't mind being in Brighton. Yeah.
Ever had a nice grilled hot dog sliced? You like it, right?
Yes, I do like it, as a matter of fact. Susan from the United States.
call me sweetheart.
Ever had a nice grilled hot dog sliced? You like
Mr.
it, right?
Lemonade. Okay. I call him Mr. Lemonade.
Okay. What is this, sweetheart? Sweetheart, call me Mr. Lemonade.
Okay.
This is me typing really fast.
Gotta call me RKK.
Okay, here we go.
Sweetheart, call me RKK.
Sweetheart, call me Mr. Lemonade.
All right.